Curtis Arnold is the founder of CardRatings.com. That's an advocacy site focusing on the credit card industry. He's with us to talk about what consumers can do to stay out of the kind of credit trouble Congress heard about today. Mr. Arnold, welcome to the program.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Now, I imagine the best way to avoid this problem in the first place is to just pay your bills in a timely manner. But if someone does fall behind, how can customers avoid these big problems?
Invariably, even the most conscientious consumers are going to make a late payment once in a while. And if you do, the thing I would suggest that you do is you call your card company and just tell them that, you know, I've been a good customer, I've got a good credit score, and I'd like to have that. And often cases you're charged ding $39 for a late payment, and just ask that that be reversed. Sometimes a simple courteous phone call will do the trick. But what you have to be more cognizant of is the potential for that late payment, not just the fee, but the detrimental effect it can have on your interest rate. Because typically a card issuer, if you're late one day, will put you into default or penalty pricing. And that means that your interest rate, let's say you've got an interest rate of 10%, which is a good rate, suddenly overnight could skyrocket as high as 32%+.
Now, there are people in Congress that are calling for changes in this practice, saying this is something that needs to end. But if you've already run afoul of this and all of your credit card rates have skyrocketed, what can you do, or if anything, to bring them back down?
Well, the good news is that if your credit is good, and I'm talking specifically about your credit score, so if your credit score is good and you are paying interest rates above 15%, which is about the average interest rate currently for platinum credit cards, then you should contact your issuer and say, why am I paying such a high rate? If that customer service rep that answers the phone cannot help you, ask to speak to a manager. Typically, the manager can make concessions. If the manager can't, then threaten to close out that account, and they will typically transfer you to an account retention department whose sole purpose is to keep you as a happy customer. They don't want to lose you. It costs them up to $200 to acquire a new customer to replace you. If they don't budge at that point, and they usually do, but if they don't, then you got a good credit score. Be proactive as a consumer. Go out and shop on CardRatings.com or look in the mail for a better offer. There's tons of them out there. It's a very competitive industry. Use that to your advantage and be proactive as a consumer and be savvy and educated.
What about people who keep their accounts in good standing? Are they still vulnerable to increased fees or other things that might lead to problems?
Well, even if you do keep your account in good standing, you're less vulnerable, but you're still vulnerable for fees. Even if you use the account responsibly and take a cash advance, you're going to be hit with a pretty astronomical fee, typically 3, 4, as high as 5%. Or even if you use that account responsibly and you do a balance transfer, we've seen balance transfer fees increase in just the last few months as high as 300% to 400%. So to answer your question, it's a yes and no type answer. Yes, you're more likely not to incur as many fees, but no, you're not totally out of the woods, because there are legitimate fees that they will, you know, that you will incur even if you use that account very responsibly.
Mr. Arnold, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Curtis Arnold is the founder of CardRatings.com, an advocacy site that focuses on the credit card industry.